Exercise 10, page 133. Internet shopping has turned the world of retail on its head, making changes both positive and negative. Listen to four speakers expressing their opinions on the new way of shopping. Speaker 1.
As the owner of a boutique clothing shop, it's something that I see cutting into my profits every day. For every shopper that buys something, there's another trying things on, taking pictures of themselves in them, and reading the label, and then leaving. And I just know they're off to find the same item online for a cheaper price. I'd love to offer my stock cheaper, but what can I do? I have to pay rent on the shop, pay my sales assistant's wages, and pay the water and electricity bills.
Speaker 2.
I did buy things online for a while, I admit. When you see the prices, you can hardly help yourself. But there was always a problem for me. One dress looked nothing like the picture on the website. Another didn't fit. Once or twice, the goods never turned up at all. So I gave up. And do you know something? When I returned to the high street, I found I'd really missed it. Trying on clothes, talking to the sales assistant, walking from shop to shop, and having a coffee halfway round in my favourite cafe. When I spoke to a friend recently, she told me online shopping was getting better and better, but I don't care. I'm not going back to clicking on that mouse.
Speaker 3.
It's outrageous that our government allows a company across the other side of the world to sell to my customers without paying a penny in taxes, with no insurance for the people who deliver it for them, contributing nothing to this economy. And meanwhile, I have to pay all of those things. Even if I shut my physical store down, and that's what I'm going to be forced to do in the end, I still can't compete with them from a website. Because I pay taxes in a country where you have to pay taxes, and I pay insurance so I'll have a pension when I get old.
Speaker 4.
As a small business owner, I'm very sensitive to the changing wants and needs of my customer. You have to be if you want to survive. So when I heard about these big online retail companies, I went on the net and checked them out. I saw the writing on the wall, in letters 6 feet high, "Traditional retailers are finished." I saw out my lease and moved my shop online. Took a course in marketing over the internet. It was a tough few years, I don't deny it, but I'm starting to get some real footfall on my site now, and the profits are up, so I feel like I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.